Hi, this is Lorenzo, and welcome to Podcast Open Mic. This is number 16, and I have with me in the studio, Shelley Waters. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Lorenzo.
I'm sorry I made you park in the parking lot.
It's not a problem.
Okay, because she's wearing a boot,
yes.
And, you know, we have exactly 3 parking spaces here, so.
I drove up and parked behind one of the cars, and I called when I called you. So I was hoping I could stay there.
Yeah.
I managed to fracture and sprain my ankle while trying to learn how to cross-country ski.
Oh, my goodness. Will you go back to it afterwards, you think?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think there's some things you should not learn as an adult, not try to learn as an adult, and skiing is one of them. I figure that out. You have much further to fall. And we think about things too much.
Yeah, I just didn't want someone banging on the glass mid-conversation here, so. Okay, well, so tell me a bit about yourself.
I am originally from Louisiana. I'm born and raised. I'm a Cajun girl from down south. I started playing music when I was 10. I learned how to strum chords on a guitar, and I just started singing with that. Because I was bored just strumming chords. And so I was in my first band at when I was 11. I joined a Cajun French music band, which was a lot of fun for about a year. And then I decided to start my own country band. So my parents helped me to get some guys together. And Shelley and Southern Spice lasted for about 8, 9, 10 years, somewhere around there. I just ventured off and did some other things for a while, and I got back into music when I moved to Houston several years ago, and I started writing then, and I also met my husband there, and we ended up moving to Charleston, South Carolina. So we were in Charleston for about 11 years, and we've just moved to Portland last July.
Oh, okay.
So this is, which is why I don't know how to ski. So
I'm not skiing in Louisiana?
No.
Oh, okay.
No skiing in Louisiana. No. So, but anyway, I'm we are loving Portland so far. It's neat to be in a place that has a real winter, because neither one of us have lived in such a place. So it's good. We're enjoying it a whole lot.
Great. Now, have you... are you familiar with our Mardi Gras party that we have every year here at WMPG? Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my.
So, yes, we have about 6 to 10 area restaurants, and they give away samples, and people vote on their favorite, and they cook up.
Excellent.
And I'd be interested to see what you think of Maine people cooking Cajun there.
That sounds fun. I'd be happy to. to do some taste testing.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I could contribute, too. I can make a mean gumbo.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll take it. So, and the song you have is Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It's track number 11 from the CD that I released last summer. This is a song that I wrote. It's a tribute to my dad. I grew up on a farm in South Louisiana, and so my dad was always up very early and home late in the evening, and you know, farming and those folks who work in agriculture are at the mercy of the weather lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it would be neat to write this song for my dad and for anybody who makes a living off the land. And and that was it. It's a simple tune. Josh Kaler produced and did the instrumentation on it in Nashville. He's got a really cool guitar solo in this tune.
And your dad?
My dad, yes. Blood, Sweat, and Tears is a tribute to my dad and those folks who work the land for a living. It's a hard occupation. It's very challenging, and And I saw my dad go through lots of ups and downs, and that's basically it. It's like I said, it's a simple tune. It's got some neat instrumentation to it, and I'm just very proud of it. So,
okay, blood, sweat, and tears.
That's it.
And so is your dad still around?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. Oh. My dad is still, he's now no longer farming. He's actually an elected official in the parish, in Acadia Parish in South Louisiana. And he serves as a police juror. So it's kind of like a councilman seat for the parish, I guess. But he enjoys that. My dad loves to help people. And this is... his focus now, and it he's just really enjoying it. And he did he still does a little bit of crawfishing. We have some crawfish ponds, and he's got still has some cattle that he takes care of. But he's still around. My folks are still down in Louisiana. I've got some family there, and that's about it.
Oh, so, great. Yeah. So do you play out here in Maine?
Yes, yeah. I'm just now starting to, meet some folks and get into some venues. I've played at Andy's Old Port. I played at Blue. I have an upcoming next week. I have I'm at JJ's Eatery 2 on Old Orchard Beach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Andy's Old Port about once a month, and I'll be there the last weekend in March. I'll be at Lenny's in April.
By the way, Lenny's won the competition.
Oh, really?
They had a Cajun bread pudding. It was amazing.
Goodness. Yeah, I'm sure it was. My mouth water.
I'm sure you'll see a trophy there somewhere.
Excellent. Yeah. That's a really cool venue. We've been going there to listen to other musicians. It's fun. It's a fun place.
And where can people buy your music?
Music is available cdbaby.com or any of the digital formats, or iTunes, wherever it's out there. It's 12 tracks. I have it's all original music except for two original music that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
My husband always I always say original music, and he's like, all music is original music, but you have to say it's yours. I was like, okay, my original music. 10 tunes are mine, and one of those is a co-write with a fellow songwriter in Nashville, Rick Glaze. And then two of the tracks are covers. One track is Neil Diamond's Red Red Wine.
Mm-hmm.
I did I slow it down a whole bunch, and it's got a different feel to it. It's really cool. And then I did Tom Petty's Louisiana Rain.
Oh, nice.
As the final track. And so sad to see him, to hear that he passed away too. So, but anyway, it's a great CD. I'm extremely proud of it. And it was a fun working on the project, and it's out there. And you can also pick up CDs from me at any of my shows. I have CDs with me. So.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lorenzo.
And if you have an original tune, and it's all original, get in touch with me, Lorenzo, at podcastopenmic, that's M-I-C, @gmail.com. And we'll chat. You'll come on the air. People hear your music. It'll be a wonderful thing. So, okay. This is Lorenzo, and we'll talk again soon.